Rafael Salcedo used to work as a psychologist for the Department of Family and Children's Services. A few years ago, he started to see young clients who'd been victims of sex trafficking. It was disturbing to him and his wife.
Originally, we had come to think of sex trafficking as something that happened overseas in the Caribbean, in Central America, but it's happening right here. It's happening in Louisiana. It's happening on the North Shore.
Last year, the state legislature passed new laws cracking down on sex trafficking, making Louisiana's laws the strictest in the country by some measures. But Beth says there are hundreds of young people being trafficked locally, and it's still a big problem for law enforcement.
I talked to an officer that was part of the Human Trafficking Task Force in Orleans Parish, and one of the reasons it's been kind of put on hold or, you know, cut back, hugely, number one, there's no funding. Number two, they didn't have anywhere to put the girls once they got them. So the girls would inevitably wind up back on the street, and it's like, you know, it's very, very disheartening.
So the Salcedos decided to do everything they could to open a center for girls under the age of 18 to offer safety, refuge, and healing. It's called the Free Indeed Home. First, they started the Louisiana Coalition Against Human Trafficking, an advocacy program that provides information and referrals, as well as trainings for social workers and police. Then they started raising the hundreds of thousands of dollars they needed to open a home in a confidential location. Now, the spacious old home they've converted to a house for 10 girls is ready.
I imagined being a child, and what do children and young girls want? So let's go upstairs. And so the upstairs is going to be for the younger girls. I think it's important for the younger girls to have their own space, to have separate attention given to them. Here's the loft, and here we have exercise equipment that's been donated. And you can look outside, and you can see a huge, it used to be a little field for horses, but we're going to, hopefully if we get some money, we can put a running path around it with rose bushes and benches and fountains and that kind of thing for exercise.
Beth and Raphael say there's a huge problem with recidivism with these young girls. Foster families often don't know how to deal with their issues, which can include serious PTSD and other mental health problems, and the girls often end up back on the streets. The new home will address these challenges comprehensively, with in-home psychiatric care, educational and self-help classes, 24/7 supervision, and access to outside resources like health and dental care. Through networking with other agencies, they've already identified 10 candidates for the program. Beth shows them pictures of the rooms on her cell phone.
One of the little girls have identified this room as the room that they want. And, you know, many of the girls will tell me, Miss Beth, this is the room that I imagined when if I were a child. I've missed my childhood. I had a girl today said, I've just missed my childhood, and I want to be able to be a child again. And she's 16 years old. This little girl was actually trafficked by a gang from another state and brought over here and then re-trafficked, and then come to find out her mother was being labor trafficked. And so it just keeps going and going. It's generational. But this little girl is very excited about coming into the home. She's 16.
Unfortunately, she says, there's a need for more shelters like this. There are only about 15 in the country. Raphael says the girls come from all sorts of different backgrounds.
And there is something about their demeanor. There's a hardness that they develop. And more importantly, there's something missing in their eye contact that seems to reflect pain of a very profound nature. And that would be not surprising given the way that they are treated when they are in these horrendous situations in which they find themselves.
The goal, they say, is to create a refuge for them so they can learn new behavioral patterns and begin to heal.
I know when you walked into this house, you mentioned that it felt warm. This is what we wanted to create. This is the kind of atmosphere that we wanted to create. It's a safe house, but it doesn't feel like a shelter or like a jail. It feels like a home.
The Free Indeed Home received their license to operate in February, and they're expecting to start housing girls right away. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.